Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Citizen engagement, citizen participation is so very important. And it's why I just love our NOLA Coalition segment that we do at 11 every Tuesday. And I've learned so much about this city, so much about so many different communities. And I can assure you that today will be no different. We are visiting with Phelon Cornist, president of the Lake Oaks Civic Association. Phelon, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Phelon, am I pronouncing that right?
Yes, you are.
Okay, thank you, sir. I have one of those names, too, that gets – I'm sure yours gets destroyed and mine does as well. So I'm a little overly sensitive to making sure I get it right. I apologize.
I understand.
So let me – so you are the president of Lake Oaks Civic Association. If you would, real quick, for the benefit of listening audience, many people don't know where that is. Tell us what it encompasses. But more importantly, I'd like you to quickly move into what are the top of mind issues for your residents that live within the Lake Oaks Civic Association boundaries.
So, first of all, thank you for having me on the show. Lake Oaks is borders between Elysian Fields, Leon C. Simon, well, actually New York Street, Franklin Avenue, and the Lakeshore Drive. And we are a simple community. You know, it's quiet, wonderful, young people, as well as some of our older citizens who live in the neighborhood. And we all like to come together and, you know, and we're very protective of the neighborhood and the people and surrounding, you know, things around it. Lake Oaks was built in the early 60s, and we are kind of bordering between UNO, the Levee Board Police Station, and, you know, the Rouse's grocery store right next door to us. People there are highly educated people, and like I said, and, you know, we are just a community that like to come together for the sake of, you know, the protection of not only the community, but the surrounding areas of the lakefront, neighbors. So now, every year, one of the things that we do is we put together a steak night dinner for our first responders, and that includes law enforcement, fire, you know, and EMS. We started doing this because we believe in the idea of coming together, knowing the people that support us and protect us. And as a result of that, we saw what they do for us every day. We see the valor, the dedication that they put their lives on the line to protect us. So as a result, we decided that we're going to do something, you know, really cool for them. And we decided to do a steak night. This is our fifth year doing it. And we enjoy seeing the smiles on these guys and these girls and guys' faces, knowing that that the public is doing something in return to show them a little bit of love.
Well, Phelan, you guys are smart because the best way to get to the first responder community is through their belly.
I know.
I served for 40 years. I know.
Well, I appreciate that.
In all seriousness, all joking aside, it is a really important gesture and you know, a sign of appreciation. And I got to imagine that, you know, one of the top of mind issues in Lake Oaks is not any different than most other neighborhoods is safety and security of your family, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if you don't mind, because the last time I was on your show, I completely forgot to give the address to where we're having steak night. So if you don't mind me at least saying that.
No, please, go ahead.
Get it out there. So the steak night is going to be at Tree Park, which is 6595 Elysian Fields. And we're usually on the corner of Lark and Marini Street. We will have a wonderful band out there. A lot of our city leaders have now joined the fray, and they're coming out. And we even have several law enforcement leaders who will be there. Ironically, including a few people from Jefferson Parish to kind of see how we do it over here. And so this
I can promise you they're not passing on a steak. That I can promise.
No, they're not. No, they're not. So we're happy to do it, you know. And thank you for letting me getting that out, by the way.
No. And I'm so glad that you did. You know, there's a mayor's race coming up, and I'm just kind of curious, not in a political sense, but do you get the sense that your neighborhood is engaged? They're thinking about this?
Oh, yes, they are. And we have people who are voting, you know, in different places. I mean, we have a group of people here who take voting extremely seriously. But most importantly, we actually know our leaders, and we know them in some cases even personally. Some of us have wonderful relationships with them. They're very involved, and those city leaders are very involved with us. You would be surprised that when we came up with the idea to do this, how much backing we've gotten. So I'm very proud to be, you know, president of Lake Oaks, but most importantly, I'm very proud to be a member of, you know, the New Orleans family.
Yeah. Big issue that's being discussed right now is Ann Kirkpatrick and her future. Do y'all have a sense of y'all like her? Y'all enjoy? I'm sure y'all have met. I'm sure she's introduced herself to you guys. What sense do y'all have about her leadership?
Well, as far as Lake Oaks goes, her leadership has been very good as far as the protection, you know, that comes to the Lake Oaks and the lakefront area. The police are very engaged. But most importantly, you got to understand, we also have the Levee Board police, which is right next door.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys are also very engaged. We understand that there is a duality that goes on between the two. In other words, the Levee Board police protect the areas of the levee, and we just happen to be in that area. But also the 3rd District Police Department specifically comes out and they do what they need to do to add extra security and protection for us. I'd like to say that, you know, we do well with the police officers and the men and women who protect us. But most importantly, the quick you know, they're very quick to you know, come to our needs, to our help if we need them, as well as the fire department. I've been very surprised because in the past I really didn't notice them, but now I have. There are people in the Lake Oaks area who have, you know, brought that to my attention. And I tell you what, those guys are just absolutely wonderful. Man, they're quick on the spot. We've had situations where we've had, you know, some of the older people get, you know, they're hurt or, you know, they need to go to the hospital. EMS was right there on the spot immediately. So, like I said, I am very proud to, you know, give them a shout out, to let them know that we love them. Please come and let us show you how much we love you guys.
So you may have a number of your neighbors listening in on the show today. If they want to get involved, how do they go about doing that?
Well, I usually get the word out to them. But just to let you know, if they want to get involved, all they have to do is show up. There is a $20 donation towards the food that's there. And that donation goes to feeding police officers and first responders. So that's all they have to do. Now, if they want to bring a side dish or something like that, because we're providing the steak, they can do so. They can bring a salad. They can bring whatever they want to bring. We will serve it. Secondly, we're also having, besides just steak, we are also serving salmon, and we're also serving a vegetarian option for those people who don't eat steak. So there is some options for the people that do show up. But most importantly, we would just love for people to show up and celebrate with us.
All right. This is Saturday, September 27th from 3 to 7 p.m. at the corner of Lark and Marini Street. The official address is 6595 Elysian Fields, right? Is that correct?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And do you have a website for your organization?
Yes. It's called LakeOaksNOLA.com. LakeOaksNOLA.com.
All right. Well, best of luck to y'all, and thank you so much for what you do. And on behalf of the first responder community, I'm sure they really appreciate it. And don't be surprised if you get a lot of folks from JP coming out for the steak meal.
Well, we'll love to have them.
For sure. Phelan Cornis, President, Lake Oaks Civic Association. Best of luck on September 27th. Thank you so much for joining us today, and have a great week.
And thank you. You take care now.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. I don't know about you. I'm hungry now. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Andrew Arthur, resident fellow in Law and Policy Center for Immigration Studies, to talk about the uptick in violence against ICE agents. DHS is reporting more than 1,000% increase in assaults. Andrew, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me today. Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. What do you see as the major contributor to what the men and women in immigration and Border Patrol and HSI are experiencing today?
Yeah, I mean, I think it is the rhetoric that we see coming out of, government officials, many, private pundits, opinion drivers in our society who have painted ICE as doing something that is inherently wrong and inherently discriminatory, something that is, completely beyond the pale and unprecedented in our society. But honestly, no, there was a attack. There was a fellow in a keffiyeh with goggles on who had a knife in the middle of Montgomery Street in San Francisco who was arrested in August. And, that's a street I know really well because I used to work for the INS right up the street on Sansom Street in San Francisco, and we didn't have any of these problems, and yet, ICE was making about, five times as many public arrests as they are today. So, the entire, the story hasn't changed. It's just the story is being told by, many public officials with some pretty reckless rhetoric and many in the public sphere.
It seems to me since Democratic officials started showing up at ICE facilities, the level of the rhetoric is actually moving in the wrong direction. It's getting worse.
Yeah, and, I go back to my days on Capitol Hill. There were, plenty of hardcore liberals, plenty of hardcore conservatives, Ted Kennedy, John Conyers, on the one hand, and of course, Henry Hyde and, my old boss, Jim Sensenbrenner, on another. But, they all treated one another with respect, and they understood that the laws that they passed were going to be enforced, that the laws, weren't going to be enforced, and they needed to change the laws, or they didn't want them enforced. Today, people on Capitol Hill have largely abrogated that responsibility for the laws that they passed. ICE isn't doing anything that Congress didn't specifically tell it to do. Congress has written the, arrest language in the mandatory, not the precatory. It's written the grounds of removability in the mandatory, not the precatory. Hey, if you want to, deport this person, you can. No, shall deport. And yet, rather than, offer bills or, make real debate in Congress, we have a lot of showboating and grandstanding going on right now. And it's an acid that is etching away the body politic.
Yeah, I mean, the irony is a lot of the Democratic leaders that are now falling on that side of the issue, not very long ago, were advocating for more proactive immigration enforcement, whether that was the first 4 years of the Obama administration or the 8 years of the Clinton administration. There's video after video after video of them on the House floor, on the Senate floor, advocating for more proactive immigration enforcement.
Yeah, and, we could pull those clips and, put them up all day because, they are very instructive. Bill Clinton, during his 1996 State of the Union address, that was talking about you know, the jobs that people who were here unlawfully could be taken by U.S. citizens, and the resources they use, you know, mean fewer resources for U.S. citizens as well. But you don't even have to go back to the beginning of the Obama administration. You can go to September just a few years ago when Barack Obama was being interviewed about the then ongoing border crisis. He said, you know, immigration is tough. On the one hand, we're compassionate people. On the other hand, we're a nation and we have borders, and those borders have to be defended. So, you know, unfortunately, you know, we don't really see many public figures who are saying these things, you know, today. You know, there's no cost to Barack Obama to make statements like that, or Bill Clinton or Hillary Clinton, who was another one who was a dogged demander of immigration enforcement. But I think that because immigration enforcement is now so closely tied to Donald Trump, and because Donald Trump, you know, is the bête noire of many on the left, that anything he's in favor of, they're against, even if it means, you know, that, you know, we do have disorder, that we do have crimes that are taking place that could have been, you know, prevented. And again, when you think about this, when you talk about what ICE is doing, they're primarily arresting criminals. You know, I ran the numbers and I found out that 66% of all the people who have been arrested by ICE, taken into custody and deported from ICE custody had a criminal record. Those are the people that they want to go after. That's what Tom Homan keeps saying. But, you know, at the same time, they protest ICE street arrests. They won't let ICE arrest those people in jails, in Chicago, in California, in New York, and in Washington, D.C. That's where ICE wants to make those arrests. They don't want to go into the public because that's dangerous for the officers, dangerous for the aliens, and dangerous for the public at large. You can't have it both ways. If you want criminals off the street, you know, let ICE into the jails. They're going to be so busy taking care of criminals, they're not going to have time to make any street arrests.
So I read your article of September 8th where you reviewed all of the arrests and you set the record straight. But the left keeps saying that that's not what's happening. How do we get this point across? I mean, you know, mainstream media doesn't pick up on this stuff. They don't even know how to read these reports and the way that the data is presented by immigration. It can be very confusing if you've never worked in the law enforcement realm and really understand it as to how it works. But to the bigger point that you make, there isn't a single thing that immigration is doing right now that they're not legally authorized and compelled to do. And I think it's going to get worse because, as you pointed out, we have actually been shirking the written law for a number of years now. And, you know, this immigration judges setting bonds on another article that you wrote on September 10th, where the Board of Immigration Appeals has ruled you don't have the authority to do that. That's not within your purview. Well, that's going to rock a lot of people's world, right? These mandatory arrests that we've been shirking, that's going to rock their world. It's going to get worse, not better.
Yeah, and one of the things that we're seeing going on in immigration court today is, you know, during the Biden administration, respondents, which is how we, you know, term immigrants in immigration court, would ask for repeated continuances because they couldn't find a lawyer. Well, Kel Sapriez, now everybody has a lawyer because they know that if they have a lawyer, they're a lot less likely to be taken into custody, or they can appear via video teleconference for their hearings. They don't actually have to go to court because they're afraid that they're going to be arrested. And if you really go back to what and, you know, I get the question a lot. In fact, I think you've asked me the question before, you know, why did the Biden administration have these policies? And it was pretty basic. And they actually put it in a document. You had to dig 7 pages into it to find it. But they believe that the immigration laws are discriminatory. They think that they, you know, are a vestige of the darkest days of our history, of Jim Crow and the color bar and Plessy versus Ferguson. And for that reason, you know, in the interest of justice, they weren't going to enforce the law. And unfortunately, you know, what used to be, you know, ordinary, regular public safety law enforcement has now been, you know, dumped into that bucket of discrimination. It's not, you know, if you want to come here legally, God love you. And, you know, if you know, you want me to speak at your naturalization ceremony when you become a citizen, I'd be honored. But you got to do it the right way. And that's really what I think a lot of people who are criticizing ICE enforcement are missing.
But that's a convenient excuse, right? I mean, when the chips are down and you're losing to the debate, you're a racist, you're a xenophobe, you're misogynistic. You know, the labels start coming at you so many at a time, it's absolutely ridiculous. And they've got nothing to back it up other than the fact that they can't defend their position because the vast majority of the Democrats that were in Congress at the time that these laws passed actually voted in favor of these laws, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, when you talk about, you know, what is probably the strictest immigration law of my lifetime, and, you know, I'm up there in the years, it was passed on a bipartisan basis. It was passed by a voice vote, and it was signed by Bill Clinton himself. And that was in 1996. So, you know, it is, you know, the idea that we can't come together as a people and, you know, agree on a common set of rules. And if we were to do that, Noel, we'd end up pretty much with the same set of rules that we have now. We don't want criminals on our streets. We don't want people coming here who are going to, you know, carry out terrorist attacks. If you have a communicable disease, you need to stay outside the United States until you don't have that disease anymore. These are the bases of the immigration law. And the fundamental one is that we cannot allow individuals to come into the United States if it's going to undermine the wages and working conditions of American workers. Look at how many places like California now have to have really high minimum wages. Why do they have to do that? Why do they have to put an artificial floor on wages? Because they flooded the system with so much labor that, you know, that if you were to pay people the going rate, they wouldn't make any money. And so, you know, we've seen everything that Congress intended to avoid when it, you know, crafted these immigration laws has now come to fruition, or certainly did over the past 4 years. And with the Trump, you know, is the Trump administration doing things wrong? Absolutely. I'm the first one to say it. But when it comes to this, all they're doing is what Congress has told them to do. And the moment that Congress tells them to do something different, that's what they're going to do.
What I find is, though, like, you know, a lot of folks, I get texts all the time. Well, Stephen Miller's the problem. And I'm like, well, what has he said other than what they believe the law, their interpretation of the law is? And they actually have court rulings to back up a lot of this stuff. They push the edges of the envelope, but the fact of the matter is I think they've won more of their cases than they've lost because the law's on their side as to what they're doing. It's just a question of whether or not we make this a priority or not.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, I think that, you know, Tom Homan is out there saying the worst first. And when I did my piece on September the 8th, I showed Tom Homan is doing what he says he's doing. But I think that part of the problem is that, you know, you have people out there who just don't like the enforcement, or they don't like Donald Trump or Stephen Miller, and they don't like the rhetoric that they use. And so, you know, consequently, they want to go out there and they, you know, want to, you know, confront ICE officers in the street. Please, please, please don't do that. Don't confront any police officer. You know, I've got sons. And when they were first learning to drive, you know, what I said was, if you get pulled over or if a cop stops you, it's yes, sir, no, sir, and you do whatever they want. There's a time and a place for everything. And, you know, when you're sitting at the side of the road with red and blue lights behind you, that's neither the time nor the place to make those statements. You know, if you want to, you know, have peaceful protests, if you want to protest this, if you want to go to Congress and, you know, talk to your member, you know, petition for redress of grievances, that is your right, and I will fight and die for that right. But when you get in the middle of a situation that can become heated and people can be hurt, you know, that's not the time or the place. And, yeah, I mean, you know, plainly in the past, you know, under George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, all presidents I served, they didn't necessarily use the same words, but they did the same things. And, you know, if your objection is the words that they use, well, you know, use polite words and set a good example. But, you know, burning, pulling a knife, shooting a gun, as we saw in Alvarado, Texas on July the 4th at a nice facility down there, that's not appropriate and that's not acceptable in our society.
Well, I guess, you know, when you're being called Hitler and Nazi and this and that and everything else, it's kind of hard to resort to the nice language when everybody's hurling language at you for engaging in proactive immigration enforcement as though this is a foreign subject, you know? I mean, it's like foreign to this country. That
absolutely, you know, that, go back to the first Trump administration, you know, when they were throwing these things at Jeff Sessions, who was probably the kindest, sweetest man you'd ever want to meet, you know, very thoughtful. And, you know, they accused him of some of the most ungodly things. He lets it run off his back. But it's a natural human reaction. And it's, you know, Donald Trump does it better than anybody in politics. If you take a swing at me, I'm going to take a swing back at you. But he rarely ever, if ever in my mind, has taken the first swing. He wants to reach a, you know, common ground on this. He wants to have positive solutions. And, you know, the fact is, Noel, I see a lot of people on the right who complain that Donald Trump, you know, says things that they don't like. Oh, you know, he's going to have more guest workers, or he's going to do something, or, you know, Chinese students, whatever. He is a pragmatist. He is trying to come to the most pragmatic resolution of any issue. But yeah, if you go toe to toe with him, he's not going to back down. And that's really what you see from him, from Stephen Miller, and from Tom Homan.
You know, the interesting thing is, and you said it a few minutes ago, that in previous administrations, they don't really talk about the enforcement that they were doing, but they were doing it, right? So much so that in the first 4 years of the Obama administration, he was called the deporter in chief. And I was in law enforcement at that time and was subject of a national article because we deported more people per capita out of my parish than any other county in the state of Louisiana, because I believed that I had a constitutional obligation to support federal law enforcement. They asked me for my help. I helped them. I mean, when I asked them for help, I would hope that, you know, they would help me as well. The thing is, though, does anybody really believe, and you tell me because you were there, that those administrations didn't have these conversations with ICE and immigration and say, hey, you know, we want to be firm on this issue. We want to be aggressive on this issue. We want to be out there doing what we're doing. We're getting a lot of constituent complaints, so forth and so on. And what I find the primary difference is the conversations were had, I believe. The difference with Trump is what he's thinking and whatever conversation he had that day is coming right out of his lips.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, I go back to, you know, the late 90s, early 2000s, when I was advising Janet Reno, who was then Attorney General, as you probably remember,
yes,
you know, of the United States. And, you know, there is, you know, many of the things that Donald Trump says are things that Janet Reno would say to me, you know, personally. You know, we didn't have Twitter. And, you know, Ms. Reno was a person who, you know, spoke softly, but boy, when it came to certain things, she carried a big stick. So, yeah, I mean, you are spot on in making, you know, that assessment. And, you know, when Donald Trump sees something that's wrong, he doesn't, you know, wait for committee hearings. He doesn't wait for, you know, op-eds to be written. You know, he takes this case directly to the American people, both on Truth Social and on Twitter and anywhere else that he can find. He'll do long form press conferences, and he speaks off the cuff a lot, but his instincts are generally correct on the things that he says. In fact, there was a great article USA Today just yesterday, you know, by a person who is further to the right, well, you know, a traditional Republican, I guess we would say, who says, yeah, you know, there are a lot of things this guy does wrong, but he does them because he wants to, you know, come to a solution. He's very much like Teddy Roosevelt and Franklin Roosevelt in that he sees that something's wrong, he sees that it's not right or it's not in the best interest of the American people, and he flies into action to resolve it. I mean, that's how Ronald Reagan got elected president. Common sense responses to everyday problems that adversely affect everyday Americans.
Am I overstating when I said that your September 8th article and your September 10th article, where you highlight what immigration or Border Patrol is actually compelled to do by law that we've been ignoring? In one instance, a relative to releases and bonds, we've been ignoring the law for 30 years.
Go to your home state of Louisiana. Louisiana and Texas sued the Biden administration in a case called United States versus Texas. And, you know, what they wanted, here's the outrageous demand that they made. We want you to arrest the criminal aliens who are in our jails that you are required to arrest. The Biden administration fought that all the way to the Supreme Court, and they did so successfully. But, you know, again, the American people get the final say. Congress responded to that decision in the Lake and Riley Act, first act they passed. So, yes, you know, this is what Congress tells them to do. And if they don't do it, Congress is going to tell them again and harder.
Yeah. Interesting. And I've never seen so much misinformation to try and gain leverage to cause harm to law enforcement agents, as I'm seeing right now relative to the immigration officers. I think about them every day, and I pray for them every day, because the level of violence is getting worse.
Amen.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us. Always enjoy the conversation. Andrew Arthur, resident fellow in Law and Policy Center for Immigration Studies. Have a great weekend.
Have a great one, Noel. Thank you again.
All right. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
So, folks, how would you like to win tickets to the next Saints game when the Black and Gold take on the New York Giants in Caesars Superdome on October 5th? Score two premium tickets to the game, plus a pair of VIP tailgate passes from Bullseye Event Group. We're talking open bar with premium liquor, all-you-can-eat buffet from celebrity chef Aaron May, all overlooking Champion Square. Winning is easy. Go to WWL.com/contest and enter one time every day for your chance to win Saints Giants tickets from Saints Radio and WWL. Folks, when we come back from the top of the hour news break, I just wanted to kind of do a little lead in to what we're going to be doing. We're going to be joined by Errol Williams, the assessor of Orleans Parish, as well as Joe Givens, who coordinates the Communities of Hope place-based organizing initiative, as well as Carlin Connor, chairman and CEO of IMTT. And we're going to be talking about the restructure and the organization of the top part of city government. They are part of a group of committees within the City Services Coalition that generated a 230-plus page report, very well done, read through it a couple of times. And we'll talk about empowering the CAO, a little bit along the lines of a, kind of a city manager, but putting it into the charter or otherwise as to what the defined and distinct duties are. And they'll explain why this is important, and I think you'll make the connection to a lot of what has gone on in the Cantrell administration as why that is. And we'll also visit with Lambert Boissier as the head of another committee. He's the constable of First City Court, City of New Orleans, and Peter Gardner, owner of Gardner Development, a construction and development company specializing in historic redevelopment in New Orleans. And we'll talk about reconstituting the sewage and water board into something a little different, a different governance style, some different lines of authority that they propose, and it would be called the Water Authority, the New Orleans Water Authority, and we'll be talking about that as well. So stay with us. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. This is Newell on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.